Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Alt in Our Stars, Billboard's very own alternative and rock music podcast. Today we have with us a trio best known for a hit song that goes, "Shake It Like a Bad Girl Up in Harlem." Even though they've been living in New York for a few years, turns out two of the three members are from Denmark, which might explain their new album being called Vikings, which we'll definitely talk about. So we're here in Billboard with New Politics.
What's up? I'm Lewis and I play drums.
I'm Soren and I play guitar and do a little singing.
My name's David and I try to sing.
And so what do you guys, because you guys live in the city still, right? Live in Brooklyn.
We live in Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Yes.
Bushwick, to
we're
be precise.
We're not here that much, so. But when we're home, we're here.
Okay. Yeah. So what's are you doing lots of press now? Because the new album's coming out. Take me through what you've been doing lately.
We just got off of our tour. I think on the, what was it, the 1st of December or something around there?
Yeah.
And then we went to L.A. and recorded some of the demos that we had done for the new album. And then we've basically kind of had a holiday for the first time in like 4 years.
Like 4 years.
We kind of just got back. So this, you're actually the first thing that we do since we're back.
And what has the holiday entailed so far?
Well, we all did different things.
For once,
which was kind of nice. I went skiing. That was awesome.
Yeah, I sat on a beach for 6 days in Mexico.
I went to Mexico as well. Had a lot of good food, sex, drinks, and whatnot. And then I flew to Copenhagen, Denmark, where I saw family and friends, which was good. So balance of everything you need in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reamped and recharged for a great new year.
So Recharged, got the new album coming. So the first thing I wanted to ask about it, you know, full disclosure, I think most fans know that 2/3 of the band is from Denmark, and the new album is called Vikings. So to state the obvious, why is the new album called Vikings?
We just thought it would be fun because...
Because you know, Lewis is from Long Island.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But that...
Yeah, we just wanted, you know, to tease him a little.
Really no, stick it to me. And
yeah, we thought it was fun because, you know, that's, the band was formed over there. And it's something that, you know, it's such a powerful thing. And it's, you know, it's we just thought it would be a great name. We have actually, we spoke about calling the second album Vikings and we didn't. And then
thank God.
Now we're gonna call this one Vikings. I think there's no real explanation besides
I think
that
it's
we're
just
from
like
Denmark.
We kind of since we moved here, we kind of joked about it also with our managers, you know, about like being Vikings coming over here, and it's like time to conquer because that's what we're known for as Vikings. So I think with this album, it's kind of appropriate. We conquered Lewis, and he's on our side now.
I was waiting for that.
We've been touring across America for the past 2 years nonstop, and I think we're ready to push it a notch up.
Well, yeah, when the positive reviews come in, New Politics conquer with new album Vikings.
Oh, there you go.
I
like that. You ready for that, Lewis?
I've given into the Danish culture. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, so Lewis, you must be so used to this. Like, what's it like always having to answer these questions and go with the flow when you're like, yeah, I'm from New York?
It's pretty awesome, actually. I've actually learned a lot more about like Denmark than I ever thought I would. So sometimes
than America.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just like, you know,
start
I'll
talking
just go
in
with
Danish.
It. Yeah, I'll just answer the questions like as if I am from Denmark. You know, just because I know the story like the back of my hand. So
what's like maybe one thing that people who don't really know much about Denmark would be surprised to hear that you've learned?
Yeah, ooh, this is interesting.
Or Danish people or anything like that.
Well, no, actually, Lego is a Danish company. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. I always thought Lego was like
company.
Towards Us. Like,
and invented.
And invented.
Hey, add all the facts there.
It was invented. You have to say, this is another thing too about, I don't know if it's just David and Soren, but they just like to chop me down as much as they can. So I could say I could have the best, most greatest story about Denmark, they would still find something wrong about it.
We're the brothers, the older brothers.
Yeah.
And have you guys really spent time in Long Island since you've been here?
Absolutely not.
I have spent a lot of time on Long Island. Yeah.
He doesn't invite us. It's off of his premises.
I actually had a few Christmases at a friend's place there, and it's awesome. It's a very beautiful place. It's very peaceful, and it's very different than New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. In the summer, especially if you go out to like Montauk, there's a lot of really beautiful places.
Oh, for sure.
There.
Soren actually stole a friend of mine.
I did.
From Long Island.
He doesn't hang out with me anymore. He only hangs out with Soren now. On Long Island. It's really messed up, actually.
Yeah. So I go to Long Island more than him, actually. Yeah.
And when you guys toured with Fall Out Boy and Paramore, that tour went to Long Island, right?
It did. Yeah,
it did.
Yeah. Beach, yeah.
I never seen Lewis cry before.
That was the first time?
Well, Jones Beach was like, I saw my first concert there ever, and to be on that stage was pretty incredible.
Your parents are really proud as
well.
Yeah,
my family was there, so it was pretty.
Right.
I think
your
pretty
dad
rad.
Even cried.
Yeah, what is it with you and crying? What is it?
I'm very sentimental after this holiday.
What was the first concert?
Oh God, John Bon Jovi.
Yes,
oh,
another
sick.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Lewis likes a lot of great bands.
Yeah, my mom went to high school with Bon Jovi. I'm from that part of Jersey.
For
so.
Real?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so
cool.
I feel you with that.
Yeah.
Those roots.
It was huge, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel he's always like, he's just that person. Like, you know, he doesn't change. He's always, I don't even know. Like,
he can't do no wrong. He's like, he's like America's sweetheart, but like, for the
not
older
anymore.
Generation.
I'm not really into
older generation. What? You're
oh,
telling me your mom doesn't
Bon
Jovi?
My mom would leave my entire family for Bon Jovi.
There you go, man. That's all I'm trying to say. He's like the equivalent of like what Justin Timberlake is.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Just in that time, different music and different people. But I mean, just like the sort of the way that you appreciate him.
Mm-hmm.
America's sweetheart.
Danish sweetheart.
Hey, I'll take that.
So getting back to New York, I want to link that to the new album a little bit more because it's in the new lead single in Everywhere I Go. So was New York, I know it's clear from the lyrics it was an inspiration for the song, but was it the main inspiration for the whole song?
I think New York has been the main inspiration for a lot of things because this is where we moved. Also because it is the place that we call home. So a lot of times when we ride, it's, you know, that's where a lot of the inspiration comes from. But I think in general, we try to draw inspiration from, you know, from anything we're doing. And a lot of it is touring and seeing the world. So,
I think it just really reflects where we are in our life. And New York is a big part of that. We moved here almost 5 years, or we're on 5 years now or something like that.
It's been 5 years since you guys. Wow,
I don't know.
Incredible.
I think so.
Alex,
four or five.
Four or five. Yeah, yeah, I think we're coming up to, and this is just like, you know, whatever relationship we personally have with New York, because you can have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it. Regardless, it being, you know, one of the greatest cities in the world, absolutely. It's like there's no way we'll deny, like in 10 years or whatever time passes in our lifetime, New York will always hold like a special place in our heart, because this is where like some of the biggest, you know, experiences and times of our life happened. You know, it's like we'll always sort of be drawn back to that. It will always have a place.
I also like the way that it has that, you know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. It definitely has that feel to it. So it's, you know, it's
totally.
it's
very inspirational city as well.
Yeah.
It's extreme.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
it
rock
really
bottom
is.
Or and you have everything.
Or yeah. you have it. You know, yeah. It's, yeah. It's but I love it. I wouldn't. I mean, it's hard to hard to want to get out, but
yeah,
you
there's
know.
So much of everything. It's yeah. like I think at the moment in general, just a separate thing is like, I think that like there's a lot of art here, but it's brought here. I don't know if there's a lot of creativity happening at the moment. But that also, when you look at like rent and stuff like that, how can an artist live here? You know, it's so expensive. Even out like out in Bushwick, if you go farther out now, it's so expensive that like artists just don't make that kind of money.
Right.
So it's like, I think like the production of art coming from New York, which is like known throughout time. I mean, even us in Denmark knew about New York and all the art. And, you know, if it was the 90s or this or whatever, I think there's a bit of a halt on that at the moment. Or it's tougher, but you find so much art. There's so much art.
Yeah,
love,
actually,
food. There's like, you know, music and culture.
I don't know if that's true though, because I feel like that's
totally true.
You're still like living this like American dream. You can make it anywhere.
Fair enough. Okay. Yes. No, I think a lot of times when you struggle, that's where art is really being born. And like even some of those places we went, like we went to Russia. And it's one of those places where people are really struggling in Russia, and you could just see that like the youth was extremely, you know, there's so many things happening, and the art that people would make was is really really beautiful, and you can see there's so much passion in people, and I think a lot of that's why New York is also good, because a lot of time when you struggle, you produce more. And when if you have, then you don't need to produce, and that's I think it's a healthy thing that New York definitely has.
I think the next city will be Detroit for art.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely, because
that's a leap. That's a leap
I mean,
of faith you're going
away
out
from
on there.
Detroit, but
yeah, that's I'm not afraid of many places. I'm kind of afraid of Detroit.
The weather.
Yeah. And what makes you say that about it? Was it like a tour stop there or a visit?
No, it's because like, yeah. like CERN said, you need struggle. And here you're concentrating on paying your rent. And the rent is so high that it's like, but then Detroit, you hear all this art moving there because they can afford, you know, like
lofts and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
they can afford like how Brooklyn was originally, you know, in the 90s, early 90s and stuff. So that struggle becomes real, you know, it's like, and you're starting from the bottom. Now we're here. Boom.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, and totally like other cities in the area, like maybe Baltimore, Philadelphia,
totally.
they might not get as much hype in the music press, but because rent is so much cheaper there, it's a lot easier to have artists just cranking out this great music.
Totally. Absolutely. And totally. One thing I really realized is
you see that in
totally
like so
in Atlanta,
many time Atlanta,
Charlotte,
yeah.
Atlanta, Denver.
Totally.
Maybe not Denver that much anymore, but I think a lot of times also when a lot of people that artists move to a certain area, it could be Brooklyn, like, you know, like it's been for a long time, then suddenly it's very inspiring. I think it's a very important thing. You as an artist need to surround yourself with like-minded people because it creates art. Maybe there's an element of, you know, of competition, or maybe it's just being around other people producing and being inspired by that. But I think that's all a very healthy thing that produces.
Cool, so let's pause and take a listen to Everywhere I Go, King Queen, the new single. I'm higher than United, fly with me. Everybody knows. touched on this a little bit, but like with touring since Bad Girl and Harlem album, being all around the world, we've talked about how New York has come into play with the album, but are there any other places you've been to in the world, or just people you've met, things you've seen that you really see embedded in this new album?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I could speak for all of us when I said that, like, this whole record is based, I mean, it was written on the road, like on tour pretty much. So I think it's like seasoned with a little bit of everywhere that we've been to, and it really helped. I mean, I for one saw these guys go through, like, you know, being from the States, like I saw these guys go through like culture shock, you know, like on the last record, and that was heavily fueled, you know, in the writing process on that record. And this record was just, we were in such a different place than the last record, and we actually got to like experience the fruits, some of the fruits of being, you know, doing what we're doing, and a lot of that was, you know, was the fuel for some of the songs on the record, which was awesome. It was really, really awesome.
I think that's how you would like to write an album, you know, that you have fun with it and you don't necessarily feel this stress. The same way when we wrote the last album, it took us over a year to write it, and it was very, very hard, because every time we would write a song, every time we found the passion in, you know, like we found the energy and we were hype, we would send the song, and I think we knew that it wasn't good enough, but at least, you know, we felt we had completed something, and that's accomplishment is a very, very important part of creating too. So we would send the song and we would, it's not right, which is because we have an amazing team that would be honest with us. And in the end, something happens when you try and you're not moving anywhere, but inside you believe that you have the power to do it, and you know you have the ability to write, or at least you think you have the ability to write these songs. And it just got to the point where it was so bad, like no money. We found out later that a very dear friend of us had been paying our rent without us knowing it out of his own pocket.
So that's a dear friend.
It's amazing, you know, and because this person believed in us. And I think when we wrote this album, we were on such a, you know, when you're,
you didn't
all
even ask for interest.
when you're all the way down hitting the ground, and you make it, somehow you make it, you're very grateful, and it makes you very humble. And because of that whole, we all felt like that when we wrote this album. We really had fun doing it, and we were so inspired because we hadn't been writing. We hadn't had time to really sit down and write songs. We had a lot of little ideas, but we didn't really have time. So when we sat down, it just came and came and came. You know, we just really, we were able to just write a lot of songs in very little time, and we did it on the tour bus. And you know, it just, I always thought that that's how you want to write an album. Have a really good time doing it and not have the stress of, you know, that you have nothing. And if you don't deliver, then you will have absolutely nothing and you will probably have to leave. And, you know, it was a really, really nice experience to write it like that.
Yeah, I think it really helped that that we had the success, that we went through the experience of the first and second album, A Bad Girl in Harlem. And then all the success with Tonight You're Perfect and Harlem just, I think, put us in a different place. Like, we could see in our surrounding that, like, conditions just bettered, you know, and it made things easier. And we really, I think it really, we were really in an inspiring space. And one thing that we learned, we also learned a lot from our past failures, or like things that we could do smarter or something, you know. And one of the things was that we didn't do on the first album to the second was, once the first album was released, we didn't touch music for about a year and a half or 2 years. So when we started writing for the second album, we were right back to where we sort of ended off. But as people, we were different, you know. And music and art develops with who you are, your personality. And I think once we finished A Bad Girl in Harlem, all of us, never, our engines never stopped. You know, we were always sort of like, the spark was sort of there, and we were writing small ideas on the guitar and this and whatnot. And when we had a chance to, like, really start writing, we already had like a good, like a head start, you know, even if it wasn't a single or this, or the song led to something else. But there was stuff there that inspired, because inspiration comes from inspiration. You know, it's something that, like, ping-pongs off another. And I think
just the place where we were in our life as musicians and stuff really, really made it fun. And we had nothing to compare it to, you know, because we were in the middle of tour and we knew we had another tour. So we had like 6 months and it was like months. So it was like one of those things that just came. It was just fun. And we just, I think we, like this album, I think we're bringing a lot of fantasy to it and a lot of like...
Well, Vikings, it's fantasy.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. You know, and it's like, and it's just like mixed in with real experiences. And then we're like, it's almost like screenwriters, you know, it's like it's truth mixed in with fiction and fantasy. And like, because, you know, we're in that place where we can do it. And that's what came naturally. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And how much of the album is done?
I think we basically have the album. We have recorded way over half, and we have a ton of demos, and we're basically now we're just trying out things, and you know we have the album basically, but we're just trying out things because you never know. That, and that's a nice feeling to, you know, it's nice to know that we actually have the product, but we're very happy about it. But now, you know, that's also very inspiring, because then you know we're like, this song is really good, but let's do one more, and you know, so we're able to, again, without any stress, just write and have a really great time doing it, because that's where you dare to take chances when you don't have the stress of having to deliver.
We're hoping definitely to write a few more songs that like just like everyone goes like, whoa, wow, this is like, yeah, you know, that one thing. And I mean, like Cern said, otherwise we have the album, you know, pretty much it's locked in. And then we also have about 2 months to just kind of have fun and finish stuff and
do
fix or
stuff,
whatever. Yeah, production and sugar. Add the sugaring or the, what's
sprinkles.
It called? Sprinkles.
The fairy dust.
The fairy dust.
Yeah.
A little cherry on the top. Yeah. Ooh.
That sounds, you're some making fudge. Me hungry. Ooh. Stop it, man.
Some bread, a bread pudding pie.
Ew.
What would go with Vikings? What would go on top?
Ooh, some well, they
two
have
horns.
It, have you ever
two
have
two
it,
horns?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What, totally, some drinking horns, and then I think one of the really important one is that, you know, there's a certain mushroom and it's very poisonous.
Oh, Christ,
and it's white and it's red on top with these little white dots.
Oh my God!
They
that
grow.
Is awesome. I forgot about those.
They grow in Denmark. In Northern Europe, and they are very, very poisonous. You will die if you eat them. But the Vikings ate very little of it, and they would go crazy. And then they
the
just went to war.
Right?
Yeah, berserking. Yeah. Yeah, it comes from those little. So definitely that. Yeah, a little bit of
you
that.
You play computer games?
No, I majored in history in college, and I remembered like the capstone class, like the last class I had to take, I had to proofread someone's entire paper, and it was about berserkers.
Oh wow, that's amazing! Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it
that
did.
Was. That's what that was.
That's
like
why
a
they
drug.
Went. That's why. So they were just. They weren't afraid of dying. They would just rush in, and like they weren't. They weren't necessarily good guys.
Yeah. No, I know that. Yeah,
but they were. They were crazy.
But still,
they,
to this day, their ships, the Viking ships, are the fastest sail ships in the world. Without motor.
See what I mean? Every,
so they could go in very
Denmark.
Quick. They could go in. Is it called pilgrim? Pilgrimage?
No.
Pilgrimage?
Pillage.
Pillage. There you go. Thank
pilgrimage.
You. Pilgrimage.
Pilgrim.
And then they could leave really fast, and like the boats couldn't catch them because the Roman boats and stuff couldn't keep up with them. And then they would just go into the mist up north.
That's another thing too. They would look at the stars, and like some of the first ones who actually were able to navigate by the stars, so they would sail out where back in the days, and this is crazy actually, the ships would have to still be in the, they would have to be able to see land, otherwise they would get lost. So the Vikings,
so they always
they were able to navigate by the stars, so they had these ways of doing it, so they could actually sail away from land where nobody could follow them and then come back in, and they had very fast ships. It was very efficient,
and hence we were also the first to land on this lovely country that we live in now, which we're very grateful for coming back.
Get out of here.
We're just here trying to get what's truly belongs to us.
That's silly.
Another fact that you probably didn't know, I actually didn't even really know this, that horns were actually not on the helmets. That's like a thing that they thought, because when they found the first burials originally in the early centuries, then there were horns next to the what's it called,
the helmet,
the helmets, and they thought that it was like they had helmets. And then the idea, you know, like through Europe, Vikings are considered like, you know, rapists and this and thieves and whatnot, you know, they're like very barbaric, and it was actually just the horn was what you drank your meat and liquor and whatnot.
Drank your meat out of?
No,
is that
mead.
What you just said? Oh, mead, yeah, which is what the stuff that we just, yeah. Wine.
That was like where you drank your alcohol. That was like having your little...
Yeah, it was a cup. It's a, yeah.
Yeah, it was your cup. Yeah. So they would, of course, bury your belongings, mm-hmm. as part of the ritual when you were coined and sent off to... Come on, you know this, CERN.
Valhalla.
I don't have any... Valhalla,
I
there
actually
you go.
Know a lot about this.
Yeah,
stuff.
There you go, Valhalla. Yeah.
No,
I've never finished school, so...
I used to... That was my... I read so many books about Nordic mythology. I love that. I thought it was very fascinating. You know, the most fascinating thing is how Nordic mythology and Greek mythology somehow is extremely similar.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like ancient Greek. But anyway, so we didn't have horns. But I think for the album cover, we should put horns because it just adds to fantasy.
I think so too.
Right?
I think
awesome.
You should just put a big dried fish, like a dried out fish,
and write Long Island on it
in the shape of Long Island.
Vikings.
Pickled herring.
Pickled herring.
with Long Island iced tea. With a Long Island.
That's the artwork cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
We're still working on
I'm
it.
I'm thinking of like fun pre-sale bundles too.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Actually. That's really
shit.
Cool. Yeah.
Or do it on LP or like actual records.
That's awesome. I'm totally into that idea.
Yeah.
But that's.
He's like, no.
No.
Waste
no.
The money.
No.
Move on.
So when can we expect the new album?
We're aiming for around April.
Okay.
So somewhere around there.
But we don't really know. But yeah. Like, it definitely won't be later than that.
Right.
We're hoping, of course.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, we're excited. This year is gonna be great. We're really looking forward to this year.
And can fans expect another single before the album drops?
I think it will go in conjunction. Is that the right word?
That's right.
Oh, I'm getting sophisticated here. Bloody hell, I'm using my terminology, right? Yeah, I think it will be something that we do, like, together with a single and an album or something like that. That would make sense. But we'll, of course, listen to the guys that know that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We're not, we just like to tour and write music, that's it.
Cool, and one more thing I wanted to touch on. David... know the breakdancing and the flips is such a big part of your routine, such a big part of like the new politics show. Like, where did you learn to dance?
Well, let me tell you.
I was drunk once and I saw this little boy on the street. His name was David. He's standing right here beside me, actually.
I don't know. I don't really like talking about it because it's just something that I've always done. But, it was just something that really, really resonated with me when I saw it the first time. And I took it very serious, and it took up all my time. I was a late bloomer and everything else. I still am. But so I started with this crew on the streets of the rough streets of Copenhagen, Viking Central.
Right.
And we started doing street shows there, and then it kind of... slowly became popular. Also, I was always the youngest, and I had so much to prove and learn, so I practiced extra hard. But eventually we started doing shows and, you know, commercials and stuff like that, and moved did theaters and started battling across Europe and all over, actually.
Like Vikings.
Like real Vikings. And then I just kind of, you know, I was really into it. Did a lot of theater. I won like Star Search back home and judged for a lot of competitions. And then music was like a side hobby, and I met CERN. And
David was like the Mario Lopez.
He had the gold touch. And and it just worked out, and then
You were like the Mario Lopez of Denmark.
Who's
like
that?
Judging
that?
All these like
oh the guy from and then we came to Lewis Land,
Lewis
Long,
Land,
Long Island. It's no longer called Long Island. It's Lewis Land. And we met Lewis. Yeah, we got signed, and it went really fast.
Yeah.
So the so the dancing kind of was just, it's a little bit like, I mean, you just do it. If you like it, you do it. And we did it on our first show that we ever played. and certain it was the first time he played guitar standing up. It was chaos. We only got through that round. It was like a competition we joined, and we only got through that round because
the girl
all the girls that were working there and the administrator, like all the guys that were judges, were like, "Ja, men jeg forstår det ikke. Det er sådan, det mangler et eller andet. I don't understand it. It misses something or this and that." And the girls were all like, "What? How can you say that? They're amazing!" And we were like, "Yeah." We ended up winning the competition and winning the hearts of the guy judges that were there. So, and then it just went like the speed of a rocket. Time passes by, and here we are.
Yeah, yeah. And with the live show, I know you guys have toured with Panic at the Disco before, but you remind me a lot of Brendan Urie as a front man.
Oh, awesome! Thanks. Love him. Yeah, he's great.
I feel like they would get along with you guys.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
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 We just had a great dinner with him Brendan, and his wife when we were in LA recording. Yeah, he's great. They're such amazing guys, all of them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean that's wild. I mean, we didn't really grow up with that music, with that scene of music in Denmark. So for like Lewis did, so for Lewis it's such a trip.
That's crazy. Like, I still hanging out with like Panic and the Fall Out Boy guys and stuff like that,
and now we're like friends of them, and they've been so supportive, and you know they never had to, so that means a lot. I mean, that kind of tells a lot about a person, and I think we're just grateful and love their music now and are fans of them as well. So it's like, yeah, it's amazing, it's cool. But yeah, that's definitely good. He actually beat me in a flip competition.
Backflip contest.
Even though I can beat him, but I was being friendly because it was Brandon. I'll take another challenge.
Cool. Well, that pretty much wraps up all I got. So thanks so much, guys, for coming out again.
Thank you.
Thanks
you,
for
man.
Having us.
Yeah. Yes. So that concludes another episode of the Alt in Our Stars podcast. Remember, you can keep up with the podcast by subscribing on iTunes by clicking the link at the bottom of this article. Until next time, next Friday, take care, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.